John Cleese, he is set to team up with his daughter Camilla for a reboot of that, the beloved Fawlty Towers sitcom. The new series will explore how Cleese's over-the-top, cynical and misanthropic Basil Fawlty navigates the, quote, modern world. This is according to early information, but don't mention the war, yes, or Cleese's rebrand in the last decade as more of a curmudgeon than a barrel of laughs. Yes, he's big on Twitter. UK entertainment reporter and film critic Neil Smith joins us now to share his hopes and concerns for the project. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to this? I mean, reboots are a risky business.
Suppose I think cautious optimism would probably be what I'm feeling about this. I mean, it has been more than 40 years since Basil ran his hotel with Sybil and Manuel and the long-term guest that he had. And it feels like maybe that's where it should remain as a kind of cherished memory from all those years ago. But I suppose there is a bit of curiosity to see how it would, not only how Basil would deal with the modern world, but how the modern world would deal with Fawlty Towers, something that maybe even two generations of TV viewers have no knowledge of.
I mean, just listening to that clip, I mean, I've certainly seen the series numerous times. There wasn't a lot of them. They're so well beloved. I mean, it's sort of an iconic sitcom. How do you pick up from that? I mean, is Connie Booth going to be part of it? Is there actually some momentum around this?
Well, like you say, yes, there was only 12 episodes. There was a first series in 1975 and then a follow-up in 1979. And after that, John Cleese was very adamant that he wouldn't be reviving it. That it would be this thing that would just remain these 12 brilliant masterpieces of sitcom craft. Now he's 83. Cornelia Scales, who plays Sybil, she's now 19, not acting anymore. And sadly, we lost Andrew Sachs, aka Manuel, in 2016. So there's not really the sense of getting the gang back together. So it really, I don't think it will be the Fawlty Towers that we know and love, but it could be something fresh, especially if.
But he'd still be running a hotel. Is that right?
But it's a boutique hotel. Apparently, that's what we do know. So at least he will still be dealing with guests and more modern things. Maybe it's interesting. Maybe it's interesting to see how he would deal with modern guests and their demands in this new age and this new century.
Is it likely to reflect John Cleese's recent approach to the world? He's a pretty grumpy old man on Twitter, from what I can see, railing against free speech issues, the BBC, cancelling him and all this sort of stuff.
It's hard very much to divorce. I mean, it was always was very hard to divorce the actor from the character. It did seem to me that Basil Fawlty was kind of like, this was the demonic id of John Cleese's kind of like own frustrations with world from technology and foreigners and so on. I would personally hope that he could keep his somewhat confrontational and contentious politics out of this, and that we could enjoy it possibly for what it is rather than for what he himself represents at the moment.
Because putting all that aside, I mean, has Cleese's slapstick sort of humour, when he moves into that slapstick physical sort of area, is just so funny.
Yeah, he was such a master of the physical comedians. I mean, even back then, they were comparing him to Chaplin and Buster Keaton and these people who could, the way he can use his body and the physicality and the way that, you only have to remember him kind of like taking a tree and kind of smashing his car, or the way he would run around like a man possessed. He's in his 80s. I don't think it's going to be quite as physical as it was before. But then he is going to be, I believe, co-starring with his daughter. Well, she's definitely writing with him, and I think and playing his daughter in the show, I believe. So maybe she'll take on that kind of physical side of it.
Neil, thank you very much for that.